Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. My name is Dan Clubb. It is Tuesday, the 19th of March, and I'm here to run you through all the latest news relating to the Reds as ever. And we begin with the managerial search that seems to have no end in sight, I think it's fair to say. Or it's been kept under wraps at the very least. According to a report from Team Talk, the top choice to replace Jurgen Klopp remains Xabi Alonso. And luring him to Liverpool is not proving easy, especially as his focus is firmly fixed on Bayer Leverkusen's push for a first ever Bundesliga crown. And it's also in no small part due to the Bayern Munich interest, and they will compete for the Reds for the Spaniard. Whilst it's also suggested Alonso could feel the chance to coach Liverpool is coming too soon in his career. However, despite all that, Team Talk has learned that Liverpool have put a 3-year deal on the table for Alonso, and that is there for him to sign when he is ready. Sound interesting. Listen, I've said on various different times now, Xabi Alonso would be very much my first choice to succeed Jurgen Klopp as Liverpool manager. That has not changed in the slightest. If anything, it's grew stronger in recent weeks as Bayer Leverkusen continue to win games of football, get ever closer to dethroning Bayern Munich as German champions, and continue to move, I want to say serenely, through Europe, but that wouldn't be the case. They came from 2-0 down against Karabag recently, of course, and just about managed to get the job done. But even that, and the manner in which they did it, the late winners and late goals, we've become accustomed to them as Liverpool fans, haven't we? So showing that kind of resolve, character and spirit only further warms the heart to the prospect of Xabi taking over from Jurgen at the end of the season. So I'm still very much all in on the prospect of Alonso being the next man in the Anfield hot seat. In terms of 3-year contract, listen, I think you'd be a little bit naive to suggest that Liverpool weren't making moves in the background for our next manager, because obviously we've got Michael Edwards now back as CEO of football for FSG, of course. Richard Hughes is likely to follow as sporting director in the not too distant future. There is a third piece to that particular jigsaw that needs filling, and it is the manager. And if Liverpool are going to get contracts resolved, if we're going to get transfers through the door and all that sort of stuff, you need to be pretty certain and clear in your sight as to who your manager is going to be, because it's difficult to have conversations with players and agents and all that sort of stuff without a clear vision, without a clear future in terms of the manager in particular. So I think in an ideal world, Leverkusen would like us to leave Xabi Alonso alone until the end of the season because of what they're going for. And likewise, if it was Ruben Amorim at Sporting or the Zerbi at Brighton or whoever it may be, it's difficult to sort of negotiate and to navigate the situation given the fact that football is very much still ongoing. And likewise with Liverpool as well, you know, we've still got very serious on the pitch matters to be dealing with, but you can't afford to let it just fester and not get resolved before the end of the season, because it's complicated. And as I say, if all of a sudden you need to panic come the end of May, early June, and you need to then go in and put your manager and do all the other stuff in and around it, that becomes very, very tricky. And the targets you want might not be there anymore. The contractual situation with certain key players becomes difficult to overcome. So yeah, you'd be foolish to believe that Liverpool weren't moving in the background trying to get this done. And as I say, hopefully Xabi Alonso is the answer to the question of who will be Liverpool's next manager. Next up, I want to quickly touch on Joshua Kimmich. Actually, Florian Plettenberg tweeted about this last night. It said Liverpool are one of 5 clubs who are in consideration for Kimmich as Bayern Munich become open to sell him. The international, very experienced, of course, one of the highest calibre footballers going, basically, and looks like he will be available this summer because he's also open to leaving Bayern, by all accounts, as well. And he's also, you know, he's not ruled out the possibility of staying there. I think for Liverpool, it's similar to the Thiago deal. I think it ticks some boxes in that, as I mentioned, he's a world-class operator. He's been there, seen it, done it, won it all. he plays right back a little bit. He plays DM a little bit. He's a midfielder as well. He can do a lot of things. He ticks a lot of boxes in terms of what Liverpool might want. Certainly what we might have wanted prior to the emergence of Conor Bradley. What goes against him, of course, is his age. He's 29 now. But I do also think if you can get a deal over the line similar to Thiago on in terms of price, and he's around the 20, 25, 30 million pound mark, then at that point you kind of, you'd be foolish not to. Now, I don't think he'd go for that much. I think it would be more, if truth be told. However, if that was on the table, if that was a potential, I can see why Liverpool will be very tempted to do it, because whoever the new next manager is, having someone of Kimmich's ilk, class, quality, etc. in the ranks can only bolster your chances of having a special season, basically. So one to keep an eye on, especially with Bayern Munich potentially being open to the sale of Joshua Kimmich. Next up, I'll touch on Lenny Yoro, 18-year-old centre-half at Lille. A report from Marca over in Spain has claimed that Yoro is Alonso's number one request should he take charge at Anfield, and talks have opened over a possible €60 million, which is just over £51 million deal. Really incredible talent, this lad. Chelsea, Manchester United and Real Madrid are all linked to the signature as well. He's, as I mentioned, only 18. Real sort of breakout campaign for him. He's played 30 odd times already in Liga. He is an absolute sensation. He's likened to Jonathan Tarr, Skriniar at PSG, people like that, even William Saliba at Arsenal as well, stylistically, according to FBref. So the future is very, very bright for Lenny Yoro. And again, to bring it back to more of a Liverpool centric point of view, I think in terms of the business we need to do this summer, I don't think there's loads of it. It's not like last summer where a full rebuild is needed and we lose your vice captain and your captain. Indeed, it's not quite to that extreme, but there is some business to be done. And I think centre back would be probably my priority, if I'm being honest, just because obviously we know Joel Matip is likely to potentially leave in the summer as his contract comes to an end. If not, they might give him a new deal and then just get him back to fitness and then he'll go thereafter. But when you look at the centre-back options we've got, obviously we know Virgil van Dijk is Virgil van Dijk. Ibu Konate is a brilliant footballer, but he's injury-prone. He's just getting back from injury as we speak right now. Joel Quantas has an incredible, incredible rise to prominence this season. He really has, but he's still young and he's still learning. Joe Gomez, centre back feels like the last position he plays right now. He plays left back, right back, even as a six, having been a centre back stock in trade, and that was his thing for a long time. Doesn't feel like we're going to see loads of Joe Gomez as a centre back anymore, so I think signing one this summer would be smart. Yoro around 50 million possibly, but there's also, there's Tosin Adebayo has been linked for free, there's Lloyd Kelly's been linked for free, and there are other candidates, Gonzalo Inacio previously, Piero Incapié as well. So there's possibilities out there, let's put it that way. And again, I'll come back to it. I think Liverpool should be looking to do a little bit of business in that particular area. Injury-wise, I touched on it yesterday, so I won't spend too long dwelling on that, but things are looking good. Curtis Jones, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Diogo Jota, all nearing a return. Obviously, we've seen Ryan Gravenberch back on the bench at Old Trafford. Canati, as I mentioned, has gone off on international duty, as has Luis Diaz. He's joined up with the Colombia squad, despite concerns about his groin injury. Cody Gakpo's also joined up with the Dutch national team, despite the twisted ankle he suffered at Old Trafford as well. Darwin Núñez, however, has withdrawn from Uruguay duty, and it was kind of put down as being fitness related as opposed to injury related. He has had a couple of problems, a couple of physical complaints as well, so nothing to be overly concerned about, I can't imagine, but I think keeping him on Merseyside, along with Mo Salah as well for that matter, can definitely be viewed as a positive, because we want him fit, fine and all cylinders for what's to come after the break. There's no two ways about that. Just one quick bit of injury news to touch upon as well. Owen Beck has returned from his spell at Dundee, only temporary, obviously, hopefully, as he did in January, and he might be able to head back up there, but he suffered a groin injury, so he's going to get assessed at Liverpool before hopefully heading back up to Dundee to see out the remainder of the season. Sam, news-wise, just quickly recap everything we just discussed. Xabi Alonso remains a front-runner to take over from Jurgen Klopp at the end of the season. And according to the team talk, there's a three-year deal on the table, which he can sign as and when he pleases. Joshua Kimmich, Liverpool are linked once again with Joshua Kimmich. The 29-year-old is free to leave by Munich at the end of the season. He's also open to a move away, but five other clubs are also keen on the versatile defender. Lenny Yoro, Lille defender, very, very talented, incredible, only 18, as mentioned earlier, been absolutely exceptional for Lille and Liga this season. And he is also on the radar of Chelsea, Manchester United and Real Madrid, but he is Xabi Alonso's number one request should he take charge at Anfield injury-wise, I mentioned again, it's looking very, very positive. Darwin Núñez has withdrew from the Uruguay squad because of physical issues. But all being well, fingers crossed, he's fine and all the lads return back fit and healthy. We get Diogo Jota back and everything's going to be golden from here until the end of time. Sound, quick reminder as ever, redmenplus.com has got you covered from every possible angle over the international break and indeed into the business end of this season as Liverpool try and end the season with a treble, with the Europa League and the Premier League trophy still very much up for grabs. Sound, you guys are the best. Thanks for listening. I'll see you all again very, very soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.